epidermis. See how much it holds this body captive. Looking for ashes, some type of sign that I am real, real. World keeps turning, my spirit keeps yearning. No location, maybe it swims in my organs. Damn. Couldn't see it, now you couldn't see it. Couldn't see it, now she couldn't see it. Couldn't see it, now you wouldn't see it. Damn. Where does it exist? Life.
Yo, where's your soul at? We got jazz rats. Wiz pulled the fattest beat out the memory banks. Me and Vita get it in like there's no tomorrow. We got mad culture like Super Mikado. Smooth like gelatos. Some we hit the lotto. Some call me Poppy, others call me Paco. I'm so deep like where your issues stem from. Let your soul out. Don't keep it pent up. Get down on the good foot. Don't be scared. Get your sexy on like Selma Blair. Turn your Walkman up. Let the beat blare. Get lost in the music. You might find your soul there. It's a good place to start. It's good for your heart. Like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But coming in fluid. You know how we do it. When your homies bump this, you're gonna be like, who this?
Thing is, do artists have a choice as to whether they live in their soul or not? Maybe one of the adjustment problems for an artist is that they are living in their soul in a way all the time. But maybe other people kind of can take a little bit of vacation from it. Maybe artists really can. What do you think?
You're right about that.
You know?
You never get away from it.
So, you know, right then and there, the connection between artist and soul is so strong that you wonder why there are two separate words for them. So here's a trick question. How does an artist get happy and avoid the negative effects of living in your soul full time? In other words, does an artist have to be suffering, have to suffer? Does an artist have to be unhappy?
The only time that an artist isn't suffering is when he is actually creating his art or performing it. Because that's when you get to forget about the problems, even though they're there. You're kind of transferring them from your soul to everyone else's through the art, you know, and getting it out of you.
Yeah, and it has to be, it's a question of something that has everything to do with the soul, isn't it?
Like you just
described. And, you know, it's kind of like, so the question for the artist is, how do I care for and maintain my soul?
By creating a lot of good art, because if not, you're going to have a soul that's trapped. And it needs to get out when you create the good art. that's when it gets out and is able to inspire other people. But if you keep it pent up, then it's just gonna kill you. It's just like this energy that it's good energy once it's released, but once it's inside of you, it could really hurt the artist if he doesn't release it, he or she doesn't release it.
Yes. Like having a baby. No, I see exactly. Very good point.